Say, I was so proud when he told, because I didn't say anything to him. I didn't ask him how he went out of his way to tell me that. And I said, and I told him, and I told Pam last night, which I don't know if you guys saw it. The only reason we have everything we had is because of Pam and Gary and their incredible staff. Is they realized at the end of the day that we are good people, and they are good people. So much so is that when a Jewish camp was coming, Pam is Jewish, when they heard that a Jewish camp was coming to their hotel, their Grateful Wolf Lodge, she went on Amazon, listen to this, she went on Amazon to get yarmulkes, to get kippahs for the male lifeguards that they should wear, because she knew that in the Jewish religion, we wear a yarmulke, a kippah over our head. Can you imagine the sensitivity? She spent her own money, her own personal money. You don't believe me? She gave me one to give to my son. It's unbelievable. Just so that we could feel a little bit more at home, a little bit more comfortable, which is just is incredible. Unfortunately, there's so much hate in the world, but there could be so much opportunity for so much light and so much kindness and so much care. And I think over the past 12 hours, and especially the last half hour, something that I've been thinking about a lot. The first day we spoke, and I'm going to go through the schedule in a second. The first day we spoke about the Mishnah Perkei Avos Gimel Sfasadim. There are many opportunities, that's why it's in plural. The second day we talked about a Lev Tov. The third day we talked about, what did we talk about yesterday? Third day we talked about, right, how do you know if Hashem is on, if you're on good terms with God? Anyone remember? If people are on good terms with?
You.
And finally, the fourth parak. The fourth parak of Perkei Avos, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Shimon, where's Shimon? Shimon?
Shimon.
No? Or both? Hope I didn't embarrass him. Okay. Well, you tell him that he says this. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Shoshak Sarmen. Keser Torah. Keser Kahuna. Keser Malchus. Keser Shem Tov Ola Gabein. There are three types of crowns. The Keser of Torah. The crown of Torah. The crown of being a Kohen or a Bas Kohen. The crown of being a Melech. And there's a fourth crown. The fourth crown is having a good name. Your reputation is everything. Whether you go to college for Israel, college, shidduchim, doesn't matter what you got in your SATs. When people say your name, they want to hear that you're a kind and caring, compassionate person. Reputation is key for anything and everything in life. And it's a pasuk in this week's parsha as well. Lalechas bedrachav, Rashi says to go in his ways. Like Rabbi Morthak said last week, he's merciful, we should be merciful. If Hashem's kind, we should do kind. We should be kind. There's nothing more important than Camp Morsha, and nothing more important to Hashem. Nothing more important to me and to your counselors than to hear that out of all of his years, out of Gary's all of his years, and I hope I'm not going to run over to him and say, hey Gary, thanks for saying that. Now we're getting an extra hour at Hershey. Just so you could say, thank you so much for that compliment. Because for me, it was everything. That doesn't mean that, you know, we could relax and today, got to double down. Because, you know, at the end of the day, one day could ruin everything. But I have a pretty good idea that we're going to end off pretty strong. So at the end of the day, let's remember, throughout the whole day, from right now, until the end of the day, until we get back to camp in Mirz Hashem a little later tonight, we make sure to end off with kindness, with compassion, with consideration for others, as we have had done throughout the entire day.